that does, that's not a residential.
Correct.
That's,
this particular one doesn't have any residences adjoining it anyway. Aside from one on the other half of it. So,
any further comments? Enough information to make a motion for or against?
You have these houses, these units out there are really tough to get going because the developer did advertise and sell them as not in the and the ones that they did back way back, 9 year old was not heard of in this area. And then they changed their mind. They were majority owners, so they could do that. So, they've changed hands now, right? The developer?
The surrounding developer is White Oak.
The HOA is controlled by the owners now.
The owners control the HOA, which would be the property around this.
Which we have no enforcement capability for.
Yeah.
Based on the county guidelines, I can't see any reason not to approve this. The only thing I can see is that, you know, at some point in time, we may want to come up with some guidelines on density. But I don't know how you can fairly do that.
So basically, the HOA is in charge, and the HOA then polices.
They're going to have to, because we can't.
Yes.
Well, we police what we have as far as the nightly rental regulations, having a representative, paying the sales tax the best we can, because that's usually done by Airbnb or VRBO.
And making a judgment if any of these, you know, would need to where it shouldn't be approved.
I'm kind of like George.
Poor thing.
I thought you were kind of like
there you go.
Well, based on that, anyone have enough information to make a motion for or against the application? And we put it up to a vote.
I'm going to make a motion to approve it. I mean, it meets the guidelines for the county. It may not meet the ones for the HOA, but that's not something I can address. I'll make a motion to approve it.
Got a motion to approve? Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Okay, the motion on the floor is to approve the application. So all those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
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 Opposed?
So it was
3-2. 3-4.
So chairman says motion carries?
Yes.
Okay. And you probably heard the decision of record spiel, so mm-hmm. Marlo will get that sent to you and we'll start working towards that.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Thank you so mm-hmm. much.
Okay, next we've got glamping and RV park at 1720 Sunset Inn Road, Branson, Division 3.
Good
Do we have a lot for this one? You got some of y'all that are not for this case might want to step outside for safety reasons, just to social distance, and we'll call you back in for the next one. Promise you won't miss anything.
This is division three, correct?
Has everybody that wants to speak signed up? If not, we'll give you a chance. If anybody wants to speak in the public hearing, there's some sign-up sheets there, and I think I had some outside.
Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay, do we have the applicant for...
They're here.
They're here?
Yep. So, case number 2017, Glamping RV Park Patio Rental. Haley Fleming is seeking Planning Commission approval of a Division 3 permit to develop a 10-space RV park, 10 glamping sites, and to rent a private patio for events, and this is located at 1720 Sunset Inn Road, Branson. Per the assessor's information, the property is approximately 57 acres in size with an existing single-family home and a garage. The planning department has issued Division 1 permit 18141 for the pole barn and 20106 for the single-family home on the property. The property is served by a private well for water and on-site septic system for wastewater. Applicant stated in her report that phase one would include 10 glamping sites with full baths, maximum of 2 persons per tent. Currently there is a well and underground electric. Applicant's currently working with John Suti of Environmental Services, Taney County, on what size and type of septic system is required for the proposed project. During phase one, they plan to rent out the private patio for events. Phase two would include extending the road for 10 RV space campsites. They would then add a second well and extend the underground electric and gravity feed, and then work out whatever on the septic that they had worked out with John Suti of Environmental Services. The project received a total score of 12 on the Eastern Taney County Division 3 Relative Policy Score Sheet. So Sunset Inn Road comes off of T Highway. If I've moved out here too far, T Highway's right here. Sunset Inn Road goes to the west. Of course, our parcel's highlighted. And then zooming in on the parcel. But during this concept part, have your applicant come up and ask anything, and I'll move into the staff report for recommendations and the PowerPoint.
Okay. Ready to come up?
Sure.
The applicant?
Yeah, and we'll have a concept and then move it to a public hearing, which we can expand. I'll show a little PowerPoint and some pictures.
So just a short overview of what y'all are proposing to do?
Sure.
Sure, absolutely. Well, good afternoon. My name is Haley Fleming, and one of the property owners here at 1720 Sunset Inn. I want to say thank you to all my neighbors for coming in. This is, you know, something I've...
I need for you to speak to us.
Okay, something that I've never done before, yeah. And so I just wanted to thank, you know, them for coming tonight, and looking forward to a healthy discussion tonight as well. So looking forward to this, as John had said, you know, phase one here, looking at the glamping site. So if the definition of glamping is basically, I discovered this out in Colorado. It is two individuals will stay in a tent that is AC'd as well as heated, and they also have a bathroom right there. This glamping site is, you won't be able to see it from the road, and so if you, I don't know if there's a laser or not, but coming after Lookout Ridge, just behind the tree line there, they're going to be private lots there is what I would like to propose. And then each site, yep. So there would be 10 of them there. And then the private patio is across the way there, down a different road. Again, you won't be able to see that from the road of Lookout Ridge as well. And then phase two, I would like to propose for the RV sites that are there found on the land. This is Chris Sidford. He is the owner of Ozark Mountain Excavating, as well as will be doing some of the property work. And so I wanted to bring him tonight as well for any logistics that you folks might have.
I also have a 5-acre lease on part of this for my business. So I kind of be, I mean, I'm on site as a developer and kind of a helping partner, but.
And I currently live there. So during this process as well, I will be living there full time. If there's any needs, comments, questions, concerns, I'd be happy to.
Since this originally stated, the phase one, I think after we've done more of our homework and just running the numbers, and I got Melissa Betty with the soil, you know, samples done, and she came out and gave us the options, and we have those papers of different options of how the sewage can work, and the soil was more than acceptable to do a conventional system, so we can do a regular lateral fill. Just with the drainage, the way this works, I'll have to pump it from the sites up into the field so it can do a regular system. But our initial thought was to maybe just do 5 RVs or so, and maybe 3 to 5 of these, you know, do maybe 10 to start with or less. So I can just build 1 or 2 small systems, and I talked with Don Suti about this as well as Melissa. She has that paper, but there's this pretty much this section she's okay, a section here, and a section right here. Then we can do up to 1,000 feet of lateral and 1,000 feet of lateral for 1,000 feet. So there's 3 sites that she is okay in her samples so, to do a conventional system. And the RVs would set kind of on a crown and maybe even tucked in the woods in this area to kind of get them back a little ways. And then all this would grab you down to just a normal, you know, 2,000 linear foot system. And these would have to be pumped up. So our initial thought was if we do a few of them and see how successful it is and everything, and then pump these to this first system and the first phase of this to this, and then you can switch over and add systems and keep running that conventional system. That way I don't have to pump these way over there just to make it, you know, less maintenance, less mechanical things, and, you know, longer life on the system. But that's kind of the engineering side of it.
Okay. Let's, any questions concept-wise, or are we okay to move to public here?
Are those going to be tents?
They are canvas tents, and they'll be on either a wooden deck or a concrete platform with a stationary full bath and right beside them to the outside. So it'd be like a separate building, so you'd actually walk out the tent and walk in a full small bathroom. And that way they could be easily heated and cooled, and you don't have to worry about freezing. And the tents would just be, you know, stand alone.
You need a tent up year round.
We'll leave them up.